When he wasn't using the glove, he kept it in a corner of his bedroom, where he erected a shrine to Mickey Mantle, the greatest Yankee and the greatest Oklahoman in the major leagues. Mantle was idolized by kids throughout the country, but in Oklahoma he was godlike. Every little leaguer in the state dreamed of being the next Mickey, including Ronnie, who taped photos and baseball cards of the Mick to a poster board in the corner of his room. By the age of 6, he could recite every Mantle statistic, as well as those of many other players. When he wasn't playing in the streets, Ronnie was in the living room, swinging the bat with all the force he could muster. The house was very small, the furnishings modest but irreplaceable, and whenever his mother caught him flailing away and barely missing a lamp or a chair, she ran him outside. Minutes later, he was back. To Juanita, her little boy was special. Though somewhat spoiled, he could do nothing wrong. He was also very confusing. He could be sweet and sensitive, unafraid to show his affection to his mother and sisters, and, a moment later, bratty and selfish, making demands of the entire family. His mood swings were noticed early in life, but were the cause of no particular alarm. Ronnie was simply a difficult child at times. Perhaps it was because he was the youngest and had a house full of women doting on him. In every small town, there is a little league coach who loves the game so much that he is constantly on the prowl for fresh talent, even that of an 8-year-old. In Ada, the guy was Dwayne Sanders, coach of the Police Eagles. He worked at a corner service station not far from the Williamson home on 4th Street. Word reached Coach Sanders about the Williamson kid, and he was soon signed up. Even at such an early age, it was obvious Ronnie could play the game, and it was odd because his father knew very little about baseball. Ronnie had picked it up on the streets. In the summer months, baseball began early in the day as the boys gathered and talked about the Yankee game the day before. Only the Yankees. They studied the box score, talked about Mickey Mantle, tossed the ball around as they waited for more players. A small group meant a game in the street, dodging the occasional car, breaking the occasional window. When more kids showed up, the street ball was abandoned and they headed for a vacant lot for serious games that would last all day. Late in the afternoon, they would drift back home, just in time to clean up, eat a bite, put on a uniform, and hurry over to Kiwanis Park for a real game. The Police Eagles were usually in first place, a testament to the dedication of Dwayne Sanders. The team's star was Ronnie Williamson. His name first appeared in the Ada Evening News when he was just 9 years old. The Police Eagles used 12 hits, including 2 homers by Ron Williamson, who also had 2 doubles. Roy Williamson was at every game, watching quietly from the bleachers. He never yelled at an umpire or a coach, nor did he yell at his own son. Occasionally, after a bad game, he would offer fatherly advice, usually about life in general. Roy had never played baseball and was still learning the game. His young son was years ahead of him. When Ronnie was 11, he moved up to the Ada Kids League and was the top draft pick of the Yankees, sponsored by the Oklahoma State Bank. He led the team to an undefeated season. When he was 12, still playing for the Yankees, the Ada paper followed the team's season. Oklahoma State Bank scored 15 runs in the bottom of the first inning. Ronnie Williamson had 2 triples, June 9, 1965. The Yankees went to bat only 3 times, but the booming bats of Roy Haney, Ron Williamson, and James Lamb told the story. Williamson tripled, June 11, 1965. The Oklahoma State Bank Yankees scored twice in the opening inning. Ron Williamson and Carl Tilley got 2 of the 4 hits, each being a double, July 13, 1965. Meanwhile, the bank team bounced into the second place nest. Ronnie Williamson had 2 doubles and a single, July 15, 1965.